Listen, I saw you sitting up the top of this stand. You must have been shuffling the pack. You must have been wondering what you could do and what you couldn't do. But you've put out a team that's done the club proud.
Yeah, I knew what I was going to do, Tony. I always, a lot of people don't think I do, but I always know what we're going to play, how we're going to play and what we're going to do. My concern was if we lost any of the first 11 on the pitch. I've got three young lads on the pitch. Two that I haven't seen a lot of, Fraser and Aidy. I know Mace, Mace trains with us and is fine, and he went on and did fine. But they earned the right by starting the game well. That surprised me.
And they really did move the ball around for the first 15 minutes. It was such crisp football to watch, wasn't it?
Yeah, and I thought we're going to be okay. Because when you put a new team together, which it was, in another formation, you're never quite sure. But there's never a square peg in a round hole. People are in the positions of, like I say, slight change of roles, but I won't play a left back at right back or a right back at left back. So, you know, Jesse's played centre half, not often, but he's done it before. Scott is a centre half. Lewis, that back four had never played together.
And he didn't look that way either, did he? Not to start with. So let's just have a chat about the penalties, because there were three claims. We saw Scott Warren get fouled definitely on the first one.
And then he recovered and got a good challenge.
He did. So that was a surprise. The second one, I don't think many people would argue, could have been given, but he was on the floor anyway, so the referee's got to make a decision. But the third one, I think the few people around us thought that was the most obvious one.
I did. From where I was, Tony.
But the referee was about to blow and looked
Why
across.
Why did he look at his linesman?
I don't know. And that is, again,
that,
another...
That tells me it wasn't a penalty.
Well, there you go. So,
because if he thought it was a penalty, give it.
But
I mean,
poor
the
old
first
Scott
one,
Warren's mouth, heart must have been in his mouth, Neil. He must have been absolutely terrified of that.
Yeah, but if he thought it was a penalty, why look at the linesman? Because it was clear enough in the box. The first one, he couldn't wait to give a penalty.
Yeah.
As Scott won the ball, he couldn't wait. He ran. I don't know.
It does. But listen, we need to have just a quick word about a legend of this football club and a man who's stepped up the plate and looked really sharp today and got four goals. He's arguing he could have got six or seven.
He could have had five.
Yeah.
Tony, we won't be selfish. And he shouldn't be. He's finished. The second goal was remarkable. You know, a back pass, he's latched onto that, seeing it, one-touch finish, never any doubt.
This man to my right said he thought that the goalkeeper was slightly a fool.
The keeper was out of position, wasn't he?
I'm talking about the finish.
I think the finish was tremendous,
yeah.
But I think the keeper could have done more.
Right.
But that's just my thought.
I think that Gracia just didn't give him any time to think about what he was doing.
He
slipped past him and he was gone.
He was good, and Tom wasn't... didn't finish his chances tonight, but was the two of them caused all sorts of problems.
And then when he came on.
What a player we got there, Tony, if we can get him fit. He comes on and plays his... I get him on as soon as I can, plays little bits, but he offers us something that we haven't got.
And he's got enough of body strength that I think's going to frighten most people, isn't it?
They kept getting tight to him and he just rolls them. And was it Grice's fourth? He set up.
Beautiful move. It was an absolutely beautiful move. So listen, where are you? I know we got the walking wounded, but where are you for Saturday? Is there any of the players that we're missing tonight that look likely to be back?
I would say that Ollie Harrison's got a 50-50 chance, maybe less. Josh obviously not. And the two forwards won't be fit for this weekend. So it'll be similar. Or I just spoke to the chairman and said we'll bring the centre half in. If not one, we'll bring two in.
And you've got the players that you can do that. You know where you're going to go.
Yes,
and get them.
Yeah. I wanted to bring one in for tonight. We've got three lined up. One will train with us on Thursday. The other one we're watching tomorrow. We've got a chance of them. So I think I can safely say there'll be at least one centre half in before the weekend.
Little Bird tells us you're looking for a midfielder, or you've got your eye on a midfielder. I don't know if you have or not.
I'm not sure where this little bird's cropped up from. I'm not desperate for a midfield player. you know, needs change every game. I was probably looking for one. Then we lose two centre half, so that becomes a priority. No, a centre half is a priority. The three midfield players, well, the four midfield players, Lucas Coman and had a good debut. I have to say he was really bright.
He's got something that, like, we've said it a long time.
Yeah,
he has. He tired a little bit at the end, which I expected. But he can be pleased with that. And we've got another lad that can go into the team and perform.
Well, I'll tell you what, who's worth coming up.
Can I just ask, are the players you're looking at, are they going to be loan players? Or
yes.
Are they going to be loan players?
Yeah, very difficult to bring permanent ones in. You're more likely to get a loan at this stage of the season, Dave.